Hey peeps, have we got a 10K Saturday for you? Allison is sitting down with Samantha Money. She's a senior at Calvary Christian, a musical theater performer, and a darn good running back. Intrigued? Here we go.
And now, it's 10K Saturday with Allison and Lulu.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to 10K Saturday. This is the weekly bonus episode of 10K Dollar Day. You can check out full episodes on Wednesday. But today, you're going to hear an interview from one of my favorite students, Samantha Money. That's right. You heard that last name right. It's one of my favorites. Say hi, Samantha.
Hi.
We are so excited to have you here today.
Yay.
I know, I had to put on my podcast voice. So, Samantha, how long have I known you?
Long time, what, 4 or 5 years?
Yeah.
About.
Remind everyone how we met.
American Stage, Hairspray.
That's
I was
right.
Amber.
That's
you told
right.
me when I walked in, I just looked like an Amber.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I did. I was directing like a, was it summer?
Mm-hmm.
A summer production of like a Hairspray review.
Yeah.
You guys, these review things, they like hand you sheet music with all of these really talented high schoolers and they're like, do a review. And I'm like, no, I'm going to write a musical. So yep. I wrote, I basically took Hairspray and like rewrote dialogue for like a group of, I don't know, 15 of you or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to say, Samantha Money, she blew me away. super impressed. She is a singer. She's an actor. She's a dancer. Getting ready to go to college.
Ooh.
And we're working on all of her college prep.
Yes, we are.
So tell everyone a little bit about yourself, your background, your history, and your dreams and your goals and who you're going to be in life.
Oh, great. Well, I'm Samantha Money. I'm 17, turning 18 next week, which is really exciting. I'm a musical theater student, and I'm trying to go to college for it. Basically anywhere in the country that they'll accept me.
How many schools are you applying for?
14.
So what's your top picks?
If I could go anywhere, I would go to either University of Michigan,
okay,
in Ann Arbor, or NYU.
Oh, yeah. I see you as a New York girl, I have to say.
I do too.
I really do. Have you been?
Yes.
And what's like, what? How do you feel when you're there?
I can't even explain it. It's
yeah.
like... I think my parents describe it better than me. Like, when we're walking around a city, I just, like, take charge.
Okay.
Like, I'm just leading the way. I'm just walking around. Like, I know where everything is, even though I've been there, like, 3 times.
Listen, you are that is what I preach. I always say you have to just act like you belong.
Yeah.
And you walk into a place, you act like you've been there. And if and you just, you have to own the place. That's
yes.
how you're going to get places. That's smart, especially in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like... So you like the hustle and the bustle?
I love the crowds.
Okay.
I love it.
And then do you like the subway system and like all of that kind
yeah.
of?
Yeah. I mean, some parts are better than others, but
sure.
I do like it because it's different. We don't have that here.
Right.
So it's just like a different mode of transportation that I like because it's different.
Yeah. Do you think you'd miss your car though?
No.
Really?
I don't like paying for gas.
Well, okay. I will give you that one. The only thing I miss, like, when I'm in New York about my car is the fact that I can just throw anything in it.
Yeah, that's nice. I have a lot of stuff with me all the time.
Yeah, and then, like, to leave your house in New York, you have to be like, what bag can I carry?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, that's the only thing for me that's, like, kind of a pain. That's why you see so many people with, like, rolling suitcases. And you're like, oh, they're going to the airport. No, they're just going to an audition.
Oh,
like, they have all of their clothes that
yep.
they're changing into.
That makes sense.
Have you ever auditioned in New York or any other place? Is that going to be a new thing for you?
It will be a new thing, but I'm excited, though.
Yeah.
It'll be cool flying everywhere.
Yeah.
With an audition, so.
What are you most looking forward to about, like, just being out of school and independent and on your own?
I mean... I guess that, just, like, just being independent, like, having to, like, make decisions for myself for once. Because, like, I'm usually, like, pretty organized and pretty self-sufficient, but finally going out to do it is going to be interesting. But I'm really excited for it.
Yeah. Does anything scare you?
I think, like, being that far from home, like, if I did go to Michigan or New York, like, I'd be good. But, like, I know that I'd have to see my parents like a lot, or they'd have to come up there.
Yeah.
Because I'd get like really homesick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. My 15-year-old has said she wants to move to New York when she graduates. And I'm like, great. I'm going too.
That's what my mom said. She's like, I'll be up there every week and visiting you if you go to New York.
Yeah. Just make it a family vacation every weekend. Okay, awesome. All right, so we're going to jump right into our 10K5. That's the five questions we ask every Saturday to someone new. So our first question is, what is your obsession?
Okay, this is really bad because, like, I should have done this a while ago, but I finally got into VSCO.
VSCO.
It's like, it's a social media app.
Oh.
And you just post pictures.
Oh.
But it's like, it's pictures you post, but you have to make them like fancy and filtered. So like the whole point is to like make a page that's like really pretty and like has all this like matching filters. So I've been really obsessed with that lately and trying to get the best pictures with the best lighting. It's really bad.
I have never heard of this.
Really?
Yeah. Our producer, Ashley, would love this because she's like, her Instagram looks like, I think, what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's like perfect.
Go to any teenage girl's Instagram account and I promise you there'll be a VSCO link in their
Interesting.
Bio.
Interesting. So is there, do you comment, do you like, or is it just a photo album?
You can like. You can like and repost. So like reposting is just like putting it on your board. Because it's, like, okay. Cool, so, like, it'll show up on your board. You don't really, like, caption it. I mean, okay. You can, but most people don't. It's just, like, to post fancy artsy pictures.
So it's, like, a cooler version of Pinterest?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah,
kind of. But without the links?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to check that out.
I don't really know what the point is, but it's just there. And it's really fun.
And so is it pictures of anything? Or people or... Yeah. Things like breakfast? Is it like an Instagram where you're like, this is what I had for breakfast?
If it's like a good breakfast good arrangement.
Gotcha.
And it's like a pretty filter, then yes, you post that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So pretty pictures only.
Yes.
Ash Burns, our producer, this is for you. Listen, Ash, when we go out like to promote our podcast, we can't eat until after she has arranged the food that has come and I have to get into the habit because I would go to eat and she'd be like, no. So I have to like sit back from the table. She arranges everything. She stands above the table.
Takes a picture.
Yeah, it's incredible. She would love that.
Oh, yeah.
Do you do the same thing?
Sometimes. I'm getting more into it as I see cuter pictures. I'm like, I want to do that.
Oh, yeah.
So then
yeah.
I try to copy them.
All right. I love that. VSCO.
VSCO. It's like VSCO.
Oh, okay.
It's VSCO.
Nice. Immediately when you said that, I was like, well, I know Costco. That's where my brain went, which is not remotely close. That's like not trendy at all. Okay, so second question. What's on your wish list?
So my wish list is basically my birthday list right now.
Oh, yes.
Which consists of one thing.
Oh.
And that is season tickets to the Straz Broadway series.
Oh.
That is it.
Okay, so what's coming this year to the Straz?
So many good shows. Mean Girls, Aladdin, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Jersey Boys, Once on This Island.
Okay.
Miss Saigon.
Oh.
I'm dying to see Miss Saigon.
Okay.
So I just really All want right. them this year.
Well, I tell you what, I can definitely get you into Mean Girls.
Oh, yes.
Probably even get you backstage.
Oh my gosh, you're kidding.
No.
You are kidding.
No.
Don't tell me that.
I'm not kidding. I will tell you right now that one of our very first guest Googlers on this show, who I did Disenchanted with, her name is Galen. She's in Mean Girls right now on the tour, and she is a great friend of ours and a great friend of the podcast, and I guarantee you she will sneak us in, give us a little tour of backstage. Hi, Galen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I will definitely text her and ask her when she comes to Tampa Bay if we can get in there.
Oh, my gosh. I would love that so much.
Yeah. Super fun. That's a great wish list.
Isn't it? It's just one thing, but it, like, includes so much.
Yeah.
It's all I want.
Did you tell your mom and dad?
Yes.
So they know.
I've been telling them since March.
And, I mean, you're a senior. Out. Come on, mom and dad.
I mean, it's 18.
It's a big one.
It's a big one. So I'm like, I don't care if I get nothing else. That's all I want. Everyone just put their money together.
Yeah.
I just want one gift.
I think that's a great gift. I'd donate to that. Tell them to start you. a little
GoFundMe.
Get Samantha to all the shows at the Straz this year. Yes. I love that. All right. And guys, we'll keep you posted. We might post some Instagram pictures or some Visco pictures of us at Mean Girls in a few months. Gosh. I don't know when it's coming. We'll check that out.
Yeah, it's sometime next year.
All right. So third question. This is our big question. If you had an extra $10,000, I mean, besides buying season tickets to every Broadway show, what would you do with it?
Ooh. So definitely I'd break it up in like two things. So okay. Half like towards a cool vacation.
Yes.
Like a cruise. I love cruises.
Okay.
Like, you know, bring my friends on a cruise, but like to the Bahamas, like a kind of cheap one.
Okay. So you can just spend the money and invite a bunch of friends.
Yes. Yeah. That'd be so fun. And then the other half, or like maybe a portion of it, shopping.
Okay.
Shopping.
Like clothes shopping.
Yes.
What's your favorite kind of like clothing store, or like, is it just like, let's go to the mall?
Well, it's like, since summer, I've been trying to be, like, more fashionable.
Okay.
Because, like, my go-to outfit is just leggings and a sweatshirt.
Girl, preaching to the choir.
Even in July. Like, yeah. That's what I wear everywhere. I'm like, no, if I'm going to take cute Visco pictures, I need to have a good closet.
Yeah.
So I just, like, trying to get, instead of, like, oh, that shirt's cute or those shoes are cute, like, buy a whole outfit.
Uh-huh.
So, like, the outfit goes together.
Yes.
But that's not cheap.
Yeah, no.
No, and I don't have that money. So if I had the money, I would go shopping with it.
Especially before you move to New York.
Right.
Gotta be super fast.
I know. If I'm gonna live there, I need to be fashionable. Yes. I cannot be wearing my go-to outfit in New York. It would not work.
Oh, that's such a great, that's a great way to spend $10K, I gotta say.
Thank you.
Really good. You're giving back to your friends, a great cruise, mm-hmm. lots of clothing, which lasts. So it's like
lasts.
An investment.
I don't grow.
See?
It works.
I don't grow. Yeah, it's an investment. All right, so now if you had $10,000 and you had to give it away, where would you give that money?
I would definitely give that all to this organization called One Voice Foundation.
Okay.
I volunteer with them a lot, and it's basically a foundation that supports kids with cancer, so pediatric cancer patients and their families.
Okay.
So it's not like a doctor, but it's like a support group.
Yeah.
So, like, they give information. They, like, sponsor field trips. Like, I always go to Gasparilla with them and, like, buddy with them for the day.
That's amazing.
It's so fun. I would just love to give,
that
to
is
donate to them.
Really cool. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're such a good kid.
Oh. I try.
Yeah, that's really great. And we will have a link for One Voice up on our blog. So make sure that you guys check that out and give back.
Thank you.
Of course. All right, last question. What's your happy?
What is my happy? So today, so backstory. So last night we had a Powder Puff football game.
Okay.
And
that's where that, explain to those who may not know what a Powder Puff football game. I mean, everyone should know, but let's,
it's,
you know,
during Spirit Week during high school, but it's basically where the girls play flag football and the guys cheer.
Okay.
And you get points for your class, and it's like a competition between the whole school. So like seniors, sophomores, juniors, blah, blah. And we lost yesterday. Seniors, so it was really sad. We lost to the sophomores. But I had one really good play.
Okay.
I had a 50-yard run touchdown.
Ooh, you.
Yes.
Oh, did you catch it?
No.
Oh, how does that work?
We were, because like, we don't play like the full,
okay,
however many yards is, but just 50.
Yeah.
So we went up to play offense. First play of our game, she handed it off to me. I ran past everyone and got a touchdown.
Oh my gosh, that's exhilarating.
So where that comes in, I walked into my first period class today. And my teacher was like, he hands out these buttons for, like, good things.
Yeah.
Basically, like, if you say, like, a really good answer. And I walked in, he's like, Sam, you deserve a button. That was a really good play.
Aww.
I was like, really? I get a button? Like, everyone wants this teacher's buttons.
Yeah.
So I was like, I get a button for that? He's like, yes, that was the best play of, like, the entire night. I was like, thank you. So I got a button.
That's so,
and I was
cool,
really happy.
That, what does the button say?
It's just a picture of Willy Wonka.
It's like you got a golden ticket.
Yes, it's like, it's funny. It's just like a mug of random buttons.
Okay.
Some of them are like students' faces. Some of them are like Jurassic Park characters. It's the most random thing.
Oh, that's such a cute idea, though.
But it's like, it means a lot.
Yeah.
It means a lot because he doesn't give them out often.
Yeah.
So I got a button. I was very happy.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a great happy.
Yes.
We should make $10K Dollar Day buttons.
Yes.
Give them to your teachers. They can hand them out to the kids. Follow us on Instagram, guys, at 10K Dollar Day. All right, Samantha, thank you so much for spending a little bit of time
with
me.
Thank you. This was so fun.
You're awesome. I am so excited for your future and super proud of you. And we're all going to hear some great things from Samantha Money. Don't forget that name. And tell everyone where they can find you on your Instagram, Facebook. Give them your VSCO. I don't know.
I don't even know my VSCO. That's how new it is. But my Instagram is just Samantha.money.
Samantha.money. We love it. All right, guys. Don't forget to tune in on Wednesdays for our full episodes. And on Sunday, remember that we go live on our Facebook Bay page at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So don't miss it. Thanks again, Samantha.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
That was 10K Saturday with Allison and Lulu. And don't forget, with friends like us, who needs amenities?